going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Penguins and coach Mike Sullivan part ways. It's sort of amazing to me to see some of the accounts of this like it was just expected or something. All we heard after the season was it definitively wasn't happening. So now that it's happened, it's no big deal like it was expected. Bob, what is happening here? There was no friction between them. This was expected. Everybody's happy. Everybody's good. Nothing happened with Sullivan approaching Dubas about any demands. Everything's just good with everybody. And what's more, we expected it. Yeah, except nobody did. It was reported otherwise that there was zero chance in some corners, zero chance of this happening. So what the hell happened? Where's the reporting on that?
Well, I think this is also the result of many years of hearing the same tune. You know, we've heard Mike Sullivan over the last couple of years. His name was attached to many other potential jobs, and they always disputed it. And even this year at the end, Sullivan's own words were, "My intention is to coach the Pittsburgh Penguins." That in and of itself is a little interesting to hear when you hear "my intention."
Sure.
And then you hear Kyle Dubas say it. So there was wiggle room to know that maybe there was some way of getting out, but I honestly believe that this just was the perfect storm for both sides, that Sullivan saw an opportunity to move on to something else, which would have been the way that Kyle Dubas looked at it and said, okay, good, this would be, instead of me coming out with a, you know, I'm just going to fire the head coach, I'm not going to do that out of respect to him, we needed something to come together, and maybe this was the perfect thing.
Does it not add up that Sullivan indeed approached them, as Crowley reported, Crowley and Doran?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
His intentions were to be here.
Knowing maybe full well that they'll never agree to this, which would free me up.
Now, intention,
if you're the FSN group, you also, to my knowledge, you don't have to pay his contract then, right? It saves them money because he had 2 more years left on a contract.
Right.
If he goes to another job, I'm talking about. If he ends up with the Rangers, Bruins, or somebody else.
Dubas said a few days back, I think Mike was very clear with his intentions and what he's expressed in our conversations. Sullivan, my intentions are to be the head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, believe me, when I heard that, I thought, neither one of them said yes. But Sullivan went further than that to say, I believe there's a core group here worthy of building around. That's our challenge, and that's the process right now. So something happened. He's gone. In a way, it doesn't matter. I'm just really interested in how it can be reported that there's Mike Sullivan's going to be here. No wiggle room. To Mike Sullivan's gone and nothing to see here. What happened? So,
well, then
anyway.
Dubas today said that he had been thinking about this since middle of the season.
Yeah. Well, the Penguins have made it clear this was their decision. That was clear in their statement, and that was clear with what Dubas said today. Limits, do we have some Dubas clips that we can play back from his noon news conference?
Yes, we do, Joe. We have a bunch of them. First, Kyle Dubas mentioned some good things that Mike Sullivan did, but the true thing everyone wants to know is, why did this ultimately happen and why make the move now?
I think that two things can be true, that someone can be a great head coach and that they'll move on to become a great head coach on their next stop. And it could also be time for change here. And I think that is that was the conclusion that I'd come to. It'd been something on my mind during the season, but I have great respect for Sully. Just want to see it through to the end of the year and then have discussion with him at the end of the season before making our having discussions with him and then going through that together.
Bob?
Yeah, I think that's the key thing, though, that they felt there was a time. If you look at the life expectancy of most head coaches in any sport, it's not very long. He's been here for 10 years. That's way over what a normal hockey coach. I mean, you look at what Boston's done the last couple of years. They move on from people left and right. A lot of teams do this. So, yeah, that made sense. I would have been curious to know if Mike Sullivan really wanted to stay and just said, no, I'm going to see this to the very end. I wonder what would have happened.
Yeah.
Because I think he knows he's going to have plenty of options, and I'm sure that was part of this whole thinking going into it.
I look at it, you know, the same way I look at their place in the standings. Like, in a way, it doesn't matter how they got there.
True.
They got toward the bottom, and that's a good thing. They have moved on from Sully, and he's moved on from them, and that's a good thing for both parties. I just wish these things were true for the Steelers. I'll get into that at the top of the hour. Bob, TV duty calls for you. I'll see you on Wednesday, my friend.
We have a lot of stuff with the U.S. Open preps that we're doing for specials on KDK TV. So
you can give us little treats on Wednesday about what you found. Not giving away too much, but little treats,
yes,
right?
Little, and you know what it's like to be there now that you've been there. So
make sure you have one of those hot dogs today, Bob.
Those
were the best
dogs
I've ever had.
There's something about a hot dog. I don't normally crave hot dogs, but at golf places, specifically at Oakmont, they make them in a way that, man,
they burn it slightly, Bob.
Yeah, it's good.
It's unbelievable. It's just the way I like them.
And, of course, you're going to go for one of those transfusion drinks.
Yes, well, certainly you are. Yes.
Have one for me, Bob.
I will.
Have two for him, Bob.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.